Rich Benoit has been called the Dr. Frankenstein of Teslas. The Salem man has a hobby of salvaging and restoring electric cars. Now Benoit is taking his weekend car projects to the next level as he's planning to open a Tesla repair shop. But, as WBUR's Quincy Walters reports, he might face some pushback from the automaker.
There we go.
Rich Benoit and some car enthusiast friends are taking a blowtorch to Tesla battery cells they put in a toaster oven. They're testing a heat paste. It's fun and all, but Benoit says they're trying to tackle a serious problem.
As of late, there's been a lot of unfortunate Tesla fires, where whether that's be by accidental reasons, manufacturing defects. What we're testing now is we're testing to see what are the things we can do to actually reduce the likelihood of fires?
Look how much. 6 seconds. Usually it takes about a second and a half or so.
The one holding the blowtorch is Benoit's friend Lee Mallow. He owns a European car repair shop in Gloucester where he and Benoit do these types of experiments. Mallow found Benoit online.
And now we're, I would say, a community of Rich's friends, all because of him getting into Tesla and doing a YouTube page.
A YouTube page called Rich Rebuilds, where he chronicles his journey of starting off with irreparable electric vehicles and making them work again. He also shows how Tesla is reluctant to help obtain parts if a car was totaled and taken off of a service list.
Tesla service, how may I help you?
Hey, how you doing today? I have a P85 with 21-inch turbines, and I need those little lug nut covers.
What do you need those? Why?
Oh, sorry. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. You think Tesla's out here playing games? Tesla wants answers. Oh, hello. Sorry about that. You still there?
Benoit says this frustrating process is why his DIY experimentation days are taking a backseat to a more legit endeavor. He's opening up a shop called Electrified Garage, set to open this spring with a few ex-Tesla employees in New Hampshire. Benoit believes his boutique shop will be able to repair cars faster than Tesla, and he might be onto something. Tesla CEO Elon Musk acknowledged that the car company has been lagging in its servicing of vehicles in a conference call with investors in January.
I think we made a strategic error in the past about not having service parts located at our service centers, which basically meant it was impossible to have a fast turnaround on servicing a car. Even for a very simple repair, it could take days.
You could wait months before your car is fixed. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm good at this. I know how to do this. You know, I have a team of guys that know how to do this too.
This is all happening without Tesla's explicit blessing. But that doesn't really mean anything to Benoit. He says the purpose of his shop is to fill the void Tesla hasn't.
Why can't we disrupt their market? Now we're coming in and saying, the small guy could do this just as well as you can. Here's an alternative.
He's had practice on more than 10 Teslas where he salvaged the good and workable parts from wreckages, like taking usable parts from half of a car in a rear-end collision and parts from the good half of a car in a front-end collision to make a whole working car.
Over the years, over purchasing so many vehicles, you know, I have quite the part collection. So
where is it?
It's actually right behind that door right there.
Oh, okay.
So there's really no need for me to call Tesla probably ever again.
Could I see you?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. It's a little messy, but...
We walk into a dimly lit room he calls the Lair. There's a tri-tiered floor-to-ceiling shrine of Tesla parts, AC compressors, batteries, display screens, nearly all the parts that make up a Tesla Model S. Benoit and I then get into his Model S, his first restoration.
So is the car on already?
Yeah, the car's actually on right now.
He says he'll never get used to how quiet the car is, so quiet he can sneak up on deer.
The only sound you hear is just nothingness.
So there's no...
No. No, it's a weird experience, isn't it? It's kind of like a weird, like... It's where the future's going. It's just... silence.
Benoit says opening his repair shop isn't about taking on Tesla. It's about giving people that mystifying feeling he gets when he turns on the engine. Ultimately, Benoit says his dream is to have his own electric car company, one where people are encouraged to repair and modify their own vehicles. But that's for someday, in his vision of that silent future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.